Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You woke up this morning to chase your dream until you catch it. I need you to rise and grind.
And I'm asking you, what do you see in the future for you? What brought you here today? What caused you to get up?
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it.
That's what's gonna separate you from the pack. You're not scared to get uncomfortable.
You have this moment. You can't worry about yesterday because yesterday is not coming back to look for you. Whatever you had the chance to do yesterday won't come back. But you have this moment. You have this chance to do something great.
So you can get up in the morning and you can think, okay, there's some things in my life that I could put in order today that would help put my life in order.
Every single day gives you that new opportunity.
Yesterday, I made the choice to get up early, but today's another day.
Are those 15 minutes that sweet that you're gonna push back your dream, that you're gonna push back your goal? Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there.
It's always impossible until it's done.
If you're having a bad day, it's a day to make a difference. It's a day to define who you truly are inside.
See, the way to get started is to stop talking and start doing.
Stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting until you see it.
You got to make your life better. You got to focus on you.
And you got two options. You can give up or get up. This is your day. Get up and beat yourself from yesterday.
So I know life is hard sometimes. I know life can be up and down. But right now, I need you to get in position to fight.
So it's time to get up. Rise and grind, baby. Let's go.
And the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over you. It's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're going to get up at 3 o'clock.
Hello, and welcome to your day. A day of fulfillment, a day of opportunity. A day of opportunities or challenges that may come your way. What are your expectations? What is it that you ultimately want? What are you looking to do? It is time for you to stop wandering in the wilderness and start focusing on the journey at hand. Pushing yourself forward and working as hard as you can is only a fraction of what this journey is going to be all about. Will you be prepared? Are you prepared? Will you accept the fact that your birth was no accident? Will you accept the fact that there is a purpose attached to you? Will you accept the fact that you are a living, breathing testimony? It is time for you to stop feeling sorry. It is time for you to stop doubting. It is time for you to stop being afraid. The risk that you take in most cases are the greatest victories of all. You cannot sit back and wait and wonder and think that you do not know what it is that you are seeking. You are seeking success. You are seeking victories. You are seeking growth. You are seeking potential. Because you, my friend, are the greatest creation on earth. All you have to do is fight for what it is that you believe in. Push with integrity. Don't just hope for it. Will it. Don't just think about it. Be about it. If you want something, you have to go get it. It's all business, nothing personal. Stop keeping your head down. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. If you want it, go get it. It's yours. Your body, your mind, your soul. It is one. All you gotta do is go out there and get what it is that you are looking for. It is not going to be easy, my friend. It is not going to be a walk in the park where you can walk and smile all day. There are going to be some dark days. There are going to be some rainy days. There are going to be some sunny days. But at the end of the day, you are above ground and not under it. It is time for you to push harder than you've ever pushed in your life. It is time for you to work as hard as you can. I want you to take a look in the mirror. The image in the mirror, that is not who you are. You are greater than the image in the mirror. You walk, you push, you do whatever it takes. You keep working hard, you dig deep, you find a way, you make a way. This is your time. Don't wait for somebody else to give you something. Earn it. You work for it. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
No, you're not famous. And no, it's not. You were, what, before you were ever an actor, before, what are you? What were you? Before you were McConaughey, before you were a Texan, before you were an American, before you were an actor, before you were a movie star, before you were a celebrity. Well, come on, get it all off. And it was a purge. You're the only son of a... can't get rid of. So we're going to duke it out for the rest of our life here, or are we going to figure out how to get along?
You believe, we know from the science and we know from experience that if I exercise, it's a process and it's good for me, even though I can't measure it in the short term. And if I eat well and I keep doing that, I know it'll keep me healthy for the long term. I'll eat more leafy greens and less sugar. I know I just have to stick to this process that 100% of the time it works. How long does it take to get into shape when you start exercising? Nobody knows.
Right.
Neither does any doctor. Sometimes a little less time for some people and sometimes a little more time for others. Like, we don't know. We just know 100% that it works. And so I had to get used to the idea professionally that I'm going to do things that I know work, but I won't be able to measure them. And I just have to be okay with the fact that it works, like exercise, like eating right. And so that's where, you know, learning an infant mindset and letting go of annual goals. So people are like, you know, what's your annual goal? I don't have any. Because I can't predict what I'm going to achieve based on arbitrary timelines.
And it's real important in the visualization. You can't see it over there. You have to see it right here.
Feel it.
You got to feel it right here. Like, I am. It's all I am. I am. I am in my dream home. I am in my dream relationship. And then unpack what that looks like. But most importantly, unpack what it feels like. And when you have that emotion in this moment, all of a sudden you stir up something that I don't think will ever go back to sleep. It'll go, okay, let's go get that.
Develop your mind. You don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. You have greatness in you. That you have the ability to do more than you could ever begin to imagine. You have greatness in you. There's a presence in each and every one of us that waits and listens to the voice of the genuine in yourself. It will be perhaps the only guide you will ever have or hear. And if you cannot hear it, all of your life will be spent on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. When you recognize your greatness, no one will ever pull your strings. You are different. You were created on purpose with a purpose to manifest that purpose through you. But you will never exercise authority and dominion over your life until you exercise authority and dominion over what you are not.
Abundance is just about overflow. It's about overflow. That means that if there were a saucer under this cup, abundance would be everything. This tea flows over into the saucer, and I can feed you from my saucer because I have filled my cup up enough. I use my cup for me, and I feed you from my saucer. Mm. And abundance is saying, I have a saucer in my relationships filled with great experiences. There's a saucer in my health and wellness. I have so much bountiful health and vitality that I can show up for you. There's a saucer with my spirituality that I can pray for you. I can forgive the perceivingly unforgivable and love the perceivingly unlovable. And then there's a saucer for my finances. Mm. And that in every area, because abundance is a 360 experience. See, wealth is singularly focused. Wealth is about your money and your possessions. That's wealth, okay? But abundance is 360. I have a lot of very, very wealthy friends. They're wealthy, they're not abundant.
Your ability to put something into your own mind where nobody else has impact on, and only you know that day in, day out, you just still walk this path and feel for yourself how it's getting real, because it's unbroken, because there's nobody who can interfere.
Make that dash dance. Make it rock this planet. Make it unapologetic. Take no prisoners. Play full out. If you're gonna run, run fast, run hard, even at the risk of hitting the wall. Make it dash dance. Greatness is about being willing to be used to your highest level of possibility, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's unpopular, even when you're alone, even when it's inconveniencing, you're still willing to lead.
One more hour. What's the difference of just one more hour in a day?
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it.
The cycle starts with a little bit of suffering. The cycle starts with a little bit of pain. If you want to wake up early, I got an idea. Go to bed earlier.
Sometimes a big part of success is just not being lazy and just doing it.
Wake up! There's always another level.
So you can get up in the morning and you can think, okay, there's some things in my life that I could put in order today that would help put my life in order.
The aha moment is the door that opens, but your new life does not begin unless you step through the door.
If you spend 1 hour more sleeping in instead of waking up and attacking the day, that extra hour you didn't need, you lost 22 days to laziness.
What some of you need is to go from 70% to 120%. Some of you need to go from 80% to 120%.
Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. See, the last chapter to your life has not been written yet, and it doesn't matter about what happened yesterday.
Yesterday, I made the choice to get up early, but today's another day.
No retreat, no surrender.
I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad on a Monday morning. I'm gonna make Monday morning my bitch.
So I know life is hard sometimes. I know life can be up and down, but right now I need you to get in position to fight.
So it's time to get up. Rise and grind, baby, let's go.
So many people forget the fact that we can't change what's happened. We can only change what's gonna happen.
See, so many of you wanna play big in the world, but you keep making it optional. And every time it gets too hard, you set it back down. The moment you make it non-negotiable, not an option, slide every option off the table.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. This is your day. Get up and beat yourself from yesterday. This is the day that everything changes. Get up! Rise and grind! Get up and get after it!
That's the problem I want to attack right now. That there is somewhere in your life that you know what you want. You can feel it pulling you. And you are actively arguing against it. You're bringing yourself down. You're beating yourself out. I don't have the number on the scale that I want. I don't like my bank account. I don't enjoy what I do for a living. I've made a shitload of mistakes. I'm struggling with trauma. I don't have anything to celebrate. And what I realized is people are making a fundamental mistake. You are withholding the very support, empowerment, and celebration that you need to change and to do the hard work and to face the things that you're scared of. And that's why you're not changing. There is something in the resistance to it. And if you unpack the resistance, you will find the reason why you don't have what you want. You either think you're not worthy of it, or you think that it's kind of stupid, or you have been brought up to believe that there is something in the resistance to you simply cheering for yourself.
In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can. The reason why you're not taking advantage of this opportunity is not because you don't believe in it, you don't believe in you. There's nobody as good as you in the world. You're the best right now. The only reason you're not the best right now is because you don't believe you're the best now. And when you walk out this room, I want you to go in and tell, I'm the best right now. He said, before you even become number one, start to proclaim it and say it long before it happened. Say, I'm the number one. And the world said exactly what I said, that Eric Thomas is number one in the world. I spoke it, the world heard it, and it activated. Your problem is that you don't believe you belong here. Your problem is that you don't think you should be sitting down here. Listen to me very closely. If I had one message to leave you with that's a game changer, is you need to start to believe. It's not a behavior that I'm looking for, it's a mindset. It's the way they think is what you need.
How is treating yourself as if you're unworthy helping you? Like, let's just get strategic and common sense about it. Is the negative you're saying and the support that you're withholding helping you feel better? If it's not, try this. Try celebrating yourself 5 days in a row. Literally, try starting your day by waking up and raising your hand and high-fiving yourself in the mirror just because you're breathing, and see what happens. At some point, you got to wake up and realize when you're 18 and you're out of that house, you have to parent yourself. Your life is your responsibility.
Listen up, guys. I know there are a lot of people out there that are always saying that they want to go back or saying that they have to get back to something. The goal is to move forward. Don't ever get yourself in a position where you feel you have to always go back or saying that you have to get back to doing what you used to do or getting back to what you had before or whatever. The goal is to move forward. The best thing you can do is try your very best not to fall off track.
It's one tweak away. It's one adjustment away. It's one modification away. I know it hurts, but you'll be healed once you make this move.
You can't wait for somebody else to make your life better. You got to make your life better. Now, I'm not saying forget the rest of the people. You got to focus on you.
Everybody wants to win, and everybody wants new zip codes and area codes, and everybody wants impact and influence. But if I don't have adaptability, I'll never have my future.
Who said it's supposed to be easy? It takes grit. It takes tenacity. It takes sacrifice. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. This is not a pity party.
The necessary growth strategies, necessary modification, personality adjustment, attitude upgrades, the necessary, the wise adapt themselves to the circumstances like water molds itself to the pitcher. Change is one of the necessary laws of life. Remember this, action and adaptability create opportunity.
Anything that comes your way, you got to be prepared to accept the challenge and go through it. Don't lay on your back. If something's on your chest, get it off. As long as you're breathing, as long as that heart is pumping blood, you're not dead yet. They haven't put rose petals on your box yet. Make sure every breath you take counts for something. Don't you give up on life, because once your life is over, you can't come back.
You've behaved like this long enough. You've been triggered long enough. Come on, you've had buttons for too many years. And people have been given permission long enough to push your buttons, to trigger you, to punk you, to corner you, to box you in, to put the lids and put the labels all over you. And you have just conformed to this place of misery. It's time to break through. You've lost long enough. You've been in your learning season long enough. It's time to apply.
It is not about worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, because guess what? Tomorrow doesn't owe you or me anything. And matter of fact, tomorrow has already made up its mind. You have this moment. You can't worry about yesterday, because yesterday is not coming back to look for you. Whatever you had the chance to do yesterday won't come back. But you have this moment. You have this chance to do something great with this life that you have been given.
At some point, you got to sit back and think to yourself, you know what? I've been here too long. I've thought like this too long. I've hurt too long. I've been fractured long enough. I've been broken long enough. I've been mad long enough. I've been depressed long enough. You know what? I've been here too long. It's time for me to go. We all have to get here where we realize we have not adapted to the current times. This is not losing yourself. This is finding your next level. The question is, are you willing to adapt? Adaptability is the bridge to the future. I need to be able to adapt cognitively. I got to be able to adapt emotionally, my personality,
my behavior, my language, my thinking. I've got to be able to adapt. And it is only when I'm willing to accept this reality that I can have my future.
We all got a responsibility. We all got to be accountable. We all got to put in work. But don't give up. Because there's somebody out there right now that is hurting. There's somebody out there right now that is struggling. There's somebody out there right now that's got it a little bit tougher than you do. So why are you going to give up now?
Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. But this time, make it personal. If you can make it personal, it's personal. It doesn't start with them and they. It starts with me. It starts with me. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build. I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, daring enough, if you can believe in your dream again, if you can get committed. See, when you get personal, when you make it personal, everything changes. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on. Who are you out there? That philosopher, that engineer, that thought leader, that critical thinker. Come on. That captain of industry. I'm talking to you when your personal life lines up with your purpose. Then public authority is yours. You want influence? I'm not talking about just fame. I'm talking about influence, the power to change people's lives. Everybody wants public authority, but nobody wants private discipline. When your habits change behind the scenes, when your private life begins to shift, when you put aside the things that are not serving you, where's your integrity behind the scenes? Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, write it again. Come on, believe it again. Come on, sing again. Record the song again. Come on. It starts with where you are and where you're going. Can you look ahead? Can you stretch forth? Can you condition yourself? Can you prepare yourself for the next thing? Come on. What did God put in you? Release it to the world. If it's going to be personal, make it personal. Don't just be great in public, be great in private. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. But the question I want to ask you is, are you committed? Everything in my life breathes and eats this purpose that I have. I gotta make it personal. It starts with me. When it starts with me, it ends with me. I don't know where you are in your game of life. You may be in your third quarter, your first quarter, your second half, and this time it's got to be personal. See, last time you were just running through the plays. Last time you were just running the songs that you rehearsed in rehearsal. Last time you were just going through the motions and you got numb, come on, and you got tired and weary, and now you're broken and bitter and angry because you lost. And I'm just wondering if you're courageous enough, bold enough, if you have enough faith, come on, if you have enough inside of you, resilience, to come back to the scene and make it personal. And you may not feel qualified. You may not feel like you are educated enough. You may not feel like you're connected enough. You may not think that enough people are aware of you, cognizant of you, because you don't have a blue check and you're not a celebrity yet. But you gotta work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching. You gotta sacrifice behind the scenes. You gotta take it personal. When you take it personal, your private life changes. When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, 720 hours a month, you are beating on your craft. Even when you're at work, you're dreaming, you're thinking, you're vision casting, you're writing it down, making it plain, communicating to your destiny connections so that it can become a reality. It's time to take a deep dive into the deeper parts of yourself. When you take something personal, it gets personal. If I pulled up your search history, what would I find? Would you still be an example to the world? If I went through your house, how personal is your purpose? Let yourself go. Fall free into it. Step into it. You are worthy. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and there is none like you in all the earth. There will never be another you. Your DNA, your fingerprint, come on, your gait, your presence, your authenticity. Come on, you're special. You're special and you're necessary. I told you, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. Every day, 3 o'clock in the morning. And so there's some days when I wake up. I just woke up recently and it was 2:45. I looked at the clock and I said, look, between me and you, we got an agreement. It's 3 o'clock. It's 2:45 right now. Like, listen to me very close. Technically, I have 15 minutes. Technically, I have 15 more minutes. I never told the world that I wake up at 2:45, ever. I say 3 o'clock. But when I looked at the clock said 2:45. And the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over here. It's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're going to get up at 3 o'clock. If you go back to sleep right now, you might wake up and it's 4 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 5 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 6 o'clock. All you have is right now. Are those 15 minutes that sweet that you're gonna push back your dream, that you're gonna push back your goal? Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there. What is it? What is that one thing that you're saying that I am going to get this thing done and I'm gonna make my dreams become a reality? So I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you not only to want to be a beast when you leave this place, huge favor. E.T. is asking you of one thing. When you leave this place, I need you to get in beast mode and stay in beast mode. You got one life to live. It's time to get it done. Are you tired of just thinking about it? You're focused on the risk more than you are the reward. You're focused on the pain of the process more than you are the glory on the other side. You're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong voices. You are subscribed to the wrong programs of thinking. And you stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting for the conditions to be perfect. They're never going to be perfect. You're not going to always feel like it. You're not going to always see it. You're not going to always have a resource. You're not going to always have a handout. The question is, how bad do you want this? How bad do you want this? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to let go of some things? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you ready to be consistent? Are you tired of this version of yourself? The prize goes to the hardest worker in the room. As an individual, I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your words up. I need you to get your heart up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life. You're not putting forth 120%. You're not all in. Let me tell you something. If you get to that point where you do exactly what you say you're going to do, you're going to get to the next level. All right, so let's get started. Stop waiting to feel it. At the end of the day, you can listen to a million motivational speeches, but you are going to have to wake up and make a decision to get it done. If you can hear my voice, if you are tired of where you are, if you are tired of not hitting your targets, if you are tired of not being aimed and intentional and assertive and consistent, you have everything you need to get started. Stop waiting for the weather to change in your life. Stop waiting for the perfect conditions. Stop waiting for a handout. Stop waiting for everybody to believe in you and cheer for you and affirm you.
Your dreams are phenomenal. In your dreams, your bank account is phenomenal. The life that you have for yourself is phenomenal. the things that you do, the way that you live, what you have is phenomenal. But you as an individual, you're average. And what I'm challenging you to do is to go from average to good, from good to great, and from great to phenomenal.
Enough is enough. I'm getting out of this place and I got stuff to do. I've got assignments to finish. I've got a destiny to fulfill. I am sick and tired. I'm no longer willing to tolerate this place of misery and pain.
Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
When you take that kind of action, when you have that dedication, when you show that kind of passion, when you put in that kind of work, you can't help but win. Because limits exist only in the mind.
You will meet many challenges. Many things will come at you. There are going to be times that you're going to want to give up, but you don't have the permission to do so. You must carry on the good fight. What good is your greatness if you don't stand on it? How can you hold on to who you really are inside if you let everything else tell you that you're not worthy?
You got two options. You can give up or get up. This is your day. Get up and beat yourself from yesterday. What are you made of? What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are the skill sets? Come on, start to write down the vision.
I need you to rise and grind. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I said it all starts with your mindset. See, the true definition of mindset is the driving force in the quest for success and achievement. A mindset that combines discipline, strength, confidence, and ambition is a powerful mindset.
Be faithful. Be productive. Put away the destructive mindset. Let the world know that you matter. Believe. And every step that you take.
I know you've got some doubt and you've got some uncertainty and you hate the image that you see in the mirror and you hate the way your money looks and your relationships look and people that you've given your all to keep walking out on you. I know you feel stuck in reverse. I know you feel like you're underpaid and undervalued and overlooked. But listen, this is the day that everything changes. Get up! Rise and grind! Get up and get after it!
That's what's gonna separate you from the pack. You're not scared to get uncomfortable. Rise and grind. And wake up with a renewed spirit. Wake up with a renewed passion.
Just need you to be 1% better than you were yesterday. If you can be 1% better than you were yesterday, you're making progress.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.